Daniel Ek steps down as Spotify CEO to be replaced by top executives. By Lucas Nolan on September 30, 2025. Daniel Ek will step down as CEO of Spotify. The streaming music giant known for past acts of censorship of conservatives and the complaints of artists over royalties. Ek will become executive chairman as his top executives Alex Norström and Gustav Söderström take over as co-CEOs on January 1, 2026. The Wall Street Journal reports that Spotify founder and longtime CEO Daniel Ek is transitioning out of the top job nearly two decades after launching the company, marking a pivotal leadership reshuffle for the world's leading music streaming platform. The company said that co-presidents Alex Norström and Gustav Söderström will assume the roles of co-CEOs on January 1, a move that formalizes their operational leadership across business, product, and technology. Ek, 42, emphasized continuity and strategic oversight in a note to employees, "We couldn't be better positioned. And to be clear, I'm not leaving. I'll remain deeply involved in the big, defining decisions about our future." Under the new structure, Ek will serve as executive chairman, focusing on capital allocation, long-term strategy, and supporting the senior team. Shares fell more than 5.5% in morning trading following the announcement, reflecting typical investor uncertainty around CEO transitions and dual leadership models. Norström, currently co-president and chief business officer, has overseen subscriptions, advertising, and content, areas central to Spotify's revenue diversification and marketing engine. Söderström, co-president and chief product and technology officer, has led product, design, and engineering functions that underpin the platform's user experience and technical roadmap. Together, the pair have been instrumental in scaling Spotify beyond music into podcasts and, more recently, audiobooks, positioning the company as an audio streaming powerhouse. Founded in 2006 in what Ek described as a small makeshift office in Riddargatan, Stockholm, Spotify disrupted the prevailing purchase-to-own model championed by Apple's iTunes, offering access to nearly all music via monthly subscription or ad-supported free streaming. Apple ultimately launched its own streaming service in 2015, validating the subscription model Spotify helped popularize. Over the past decade, Spotify has continued expanding its content slate and geographic footprint while investing heavily in podcasts, exclusive shows, and creator tools. Ek's transition also reflects his growing portfolio beyond audio. He founded Neko Health, a preventive healthcare technology company, and through his investment firm Prima Materia, recently led a fundraising round for Helsing, a German defense startup developing AI drones. These ventures highlight Ek's broader interest in technology and frontier applications of AI, areas that could inform Spotify's continued push into personalization, discovery, and operational efficiency. Spotify has experienced quite a bit of controversy, especially in the Trump era. Artists criticize the company's royalties, which the company responds to by pointing out it is the highest-paying retailer globally according to its annual Music Economics Report. Conservatives have experienced significant censorship on the platform, especially in podcasts. Breitbart News reported in 2022 that the platform ramped up its censorship after its massive podcast deal with Joe Rogan upset leftists. Spotify recently announced the formation of a safety advisory council to provide guidance and input on issues such as hate speech, disinformation, and online abuse. The formation of the new group appears to be a reaction to the backlash the company received earlier this year over the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, which woke leftists claimed spread misinformation. The new council consists of 18 progressives, including representatives from Washington, D.C. civil rights group the Center for Democracy and Technology, the University of Gothenburg in Germany, and the Institute for Technology and Society in Brazil. The council will advise Spotify on how best to deal with issues on its platform. A Spotify spokesperson told Breitbart News, "Spotify does not censor conservative voices. Our platform rules are consistently enforced and apply to all voices on our service. Our safety advisory council does not make decisions for Spotify, nor do they decide on platform rule enforcement." You may recall when Spotify very famously withstood enormous pressure, including being called out by the White House briefing room at the time, for standing by Joe Rogan's right to express himself 3 years ago. In June 2025, Spotify finally ended its censorship of Steve Bannon's War Room podcast after a 5-year ban. Bannon's War Room is back on Spotify after having been pulled from the streaming service, as well as from virtually all other platforms, except for Apple Podcasts, in November 2020. The ban is lifted. The Political Strategist's podcast announced in a Monday X post, adding, "The posse can now get Bannon's War Room on Spotify." Following its temporary suspension and a constructive dialogue with the show's team, new Bannon's War Room episodes are available on Spotify, a Spotify spokesperson confirmed to the New York Post. Read more at the Wall Street Journal here. Update: a statement from Spotify denying censorship of conservatives has been added to this piece. Additionally, a link to its annual music economics report has been added to provide context on royalty payments. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.